This portion of the broadcast has been pre-recorded. It's Contact, and we try to bring you topics that, first of all, are going to help you out in your everyday life and also maybe touch your heart and give you a reason to give back to your community. So here's one that's a little bit close to my heart as well. We have Perfect Paws Cat Rescue this morning with us. I think we've all been in that situation where you see a stray cat or potentially even more than one stray cat, what is known as a feral cat colony. We're going to talk about what to do if you are in that situation where you notice those cats and you want to help out, or if you have some room in your heart and in your home, how to give back. Our guest this morning, Marcia Shank from Perfect Paws Cat Rescue, your host, Brittany Madera, and of course, the show Contact, brought to us this portion by Lifespan Family Services, Adoption and Foster Care.
Each day in Pennsylvania, there's at least 15,000 children taken from their homes due to abuse or neglect. Foster parents provide homes to these needy children. Lifespan Family Services trains, supports, and compensates foster parents to address this problem. Call Lifespan Family Services today at 375-1314 or drop in at the Du Bois Mall or at Lane Avenue in Punxsutawney. Lifespan Family Services, helping people help children every day. 375-1314.
Oh, well, like I said, a cause that's very close to my heart. You guys know I am an animal lover. I have cats and dogs of my own. And so when we got the chance to hear from Perfect Paws Cat Rescue, a local animal rescue group here in our area, I really jumped at that because I know so many people are willing to give back in whatever way possible. And certainly there is some help that is needed. So we've brought on this morning Marcia Shank from Perfect Paws. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
So I guess if you could sum it up, I mean, what is it that Perfect Paws does? I guess kind of in a way, it's right there in the name.
Yes. We help rescue local cats from the area. We do TNR, which is a trap, neuter, and release for feral cats. And any friendly cats, we take into our foster care, and we have them fixed, vaccinated, and adopted out to families or forever homes.
That is such a worthy cause. But before we go into the really heartfelt stuff, you know, I'm a fan of a good pun. And I love, if anybody is searching for this right now, I love that the way that you spell Perfect Paws is P-U-R-R. Perfect.
Yes. Yep.
Paws Cat Rescue. So if anybody is looking that up, that is how you spell it. And actually, if you are looking it up on Facebook, it's Perfect Paws Cat Rescue, SBCF. And if you go onto Facebook, you guys have some incredible photos of not just the cats that are able to be adopted at this point, but also you are working on some pretty incredible projects right now. We're going to get into that in just a moment, but I wanted to let people know, like, this is helping our community, and it is making such a big difference for an incredibly large number of cats. But first of all, I mean, whenever somebody thinks about rescuing cats, they might actually have some situations that are popping up into their heads right now of a stray cat that they might encounter or of a feral colony that they know about. Let's go over some of those situations. First of all, if it is just one cat, if it's just a stray cat that they know it doesn't belong to somebody, they know that it doesn't have a home, and they find a cat wandering and it's just that single one cat, what's the first step? What do you even do?
Well, the first thing we ask is the cat friendly? Are you able to pick it up? And then we suggest that you check to see if it's not somebody in the neighborhoods, if it's not a lost cat. And then make a post on Facebook or social media just to see if anybody is missing their cat.
Right.
If there's no response and we have room, we will certainly take it into the rescue. We will make sure that it gets fixed. All vaccinations are up to date, wormed, flea treated, and it will stay in one of our foster homes until we find its forever home, an adopter.
Wow. That could be a life changer.
Yes.
for this cat. I mean,
yes.
To think about an animal that is living on the streets in probably some terrible conditions.
Yes.
And to be able to, first of all, get that medical attention,
mm-hmm.
and then get that loving home.
Yes.
That
absolutely.
Is a life changer for them.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's if it's a single cat. What do I do if I find kittens?
Well, if you find kittens, it depends on their age.
Okay.
We try to have people judge by 8 weeks. If the kitten is under 8 weeks, if they have their mom with them, then just do like a family care. If there is no mom, wait for a while. Wait for a few hours. See if mom comes back. Sometimes she's just out hunting, trying to find some food. We don't want to take her babies away from her if we don't have to, because that's kind of essential to their survival, you know. If mom does not come back within a certain period of time, certain number of hours, then we will certainly take them in. They'll probably need bottle fed. We have fosters that do that. Get them their medical exams and put them into a foster home. If the cats are over 8 weeks, if you are able to pick them up, because usually that's the turning point for ferals. They'll start, you know, getting wild, so to say. Yeah. So if you're unable to pick them up, we can always offer the TNR, trap, neuter, return. If it's an adult cat, you know, with the kittens and the mom's feral, but the kittens aren't, we will take the whole family in. We will keep mom until she's able to be spayed and then released back into her environment. And then we'll keep the kittens and socialize them into foster homes and get them adopted.
Wow. You know, it occurs to me that we're using some of these words that people might not be fully familiar with, like feral. Yes. So you kind of likened it to wild. Is that really what it is?
Yeah, there's a lot of different levels of feral, but feral is a cat that is, so to say, wild, and it does not want human contact. Mm-hmm. You can't pick it up. You can't touch it. But it needs fed. It needs food. It needs water. It needs shelter. It needs care.
Yeah, and clearly these feral cats are getting food from somewhere, right?
Most of the time, yes. Usually it's a community caregiver that will feed the cats in one area at a certain time of day, every day. And these cats build a relationship with their caregivers. They don't necessarily allow them to touch them, but they're friendly and they trust them.
If we notice, you know, we moved on from if we notice one stray, if we have a group of strays, like a family, a litter of kittens, what if we do know that there's that feral cat colony that somebody is feeding, or maybe it is you who has, you know, you leave that little bit of food out and now you've got a whole bunch of these cats coming who are depending on that food?
Well, first, whenever we're contacted about a colony of cats, we first do a site visit. Two or more of our team members will go out and evaluate the area and assess the living conditions of the cats. And then from there, we'll make a plan as to the TNR, trap, neuter, return, for any ferals, if there's any friendly cats that we can take in to foster, and if there's any kittens. When we take any kittens or friendly cats into foster, the first thing we do is quarantine them away from any other cats until their first medical exam, and they're tested for FIV and leukemia. And once all that comes back negative, then we can integrate them with the other fosters and schedule them for their spay neuter and their vaccines and put them up for adoption.
Wow. That sounds very hopeful, but I know that your job is, you know, your job is tough.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that you run into some pretty sticky situations. One, I mean, if somebody is feeding those cats, they might actually want them there, and they might be concerned that those cats are going to get taken away, and that they might be taken away in a bad way, that they might be euthanized.
Yes.
That is not what you're hoping for, right?
No, that is not what we do. We avoid euthanasia at all costs, except if the cat is very ill,
right?
Very sick, and there's no hope for recovery, or if the cat is test positive for the feline leukemia virus. That's a pretty horrible death to go through, and we try to avoid that for our cats. They're put into foster homes, but our foster homes are thoroughly checked beforehand. They have to go through an application process. We check references. We do home visits prior to allowing the cats into the homes just to make sure that they're safe and that they will be well taken care of while in our care.
Yeah, because I know that could be something that's holding somebody back.
Yes.
From talking about a colony that they notice is they're thinking that they're sending these cats off to a death sentence, and that is not what it is.
No. Feral cats, they will be, our team of trappers will go out to trap the cats. Mm-hmm. We take them to a designated location and fast them prior to surgery. Our transportation team will pick up the cats from this location, take them to the clinic to be spayed, neutered, and then once they're done, the transportation team will bring them back to the area. We keep them. We make sure that they're recovered mm-hmm. prior to releasing them. It's usually 1 to 3 days. Males are usually 1 day because they recover faster than females,
right.
But the time frame varies. And then they are released back into their colony. We don't like to take them away from their colony unless it's absolutely necessary or life-threatening because they just don't do well outside of their colony. And some try to make it back if they're
Wow.
not adequately acclimated to the area, to their new home. They will spend the rest of their lives trying to make it back home, and they usually do. They don't make it.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we talk a moment about why it is so important? You talk about TNR, trap, neuter, release. That N part is super important.
Absolutely.
Why is it just so important that whenever we're dealing with, whether it's a colony or actually just a pet in our own home, to have that pet neutered?
Yes. Cats multiply quickly. And if they're in a colony, say 10 cats, and half of those are females, I mean, each litter can easily be 6 kittens. And in less than a year, those kittens can have their own litters. So it can quickly escalate and get out of hand.
Yeah, I feel like we're Bob Barker at this moment.
Yeah.
Please spay and neuter your pets, seriously, because that can absolutely cut off the chain of,
yes,
of creating a bigger problem.
Yep, it reduces the cat population, and it also helps prevent diseases from being spread and viruses between the cats.
Yeah. Can we talk for a minute? I know we've been talking a lot about these colonies and what you do to help fix the problem in those areas. You actually have a real life scenario that you're working on right now, right?
Yes, we do. We have a local colony that we had gotten a call from a few weeks ago asking us to come out. She had a lot of cats, probably about 28 that she counted.
Wow.
And it was quickly getting out of hand for her. So we went out to do a site evaluation, two of our team members, and when we went out, we discovered the horrible living conditions that these cats were living in. A lot of them had upper respiratory infections and needed medical attention. We noticed there was a lot of kittens. So we came back, we made our plan, and we scheduled to go out to start trapping and to try to get these kittens out of the colony. We went back within the next day or two, and we took out 4 adult cats and about 28 kittens.
Oh my goodness.
We found about 19 of them had already died.
Wow.
A lot were stillborn or had died shortly after birth. The adult cats do have some malnutrition, so we think that a lot of that played a big role mm-hmm. in the kittens not making it. So we were able to take out all of the living kittens and a few of their mothers. Some of them did not have moms, so we had to bring them back and bottle feed them. And then over the series of the next following days, it seemed like every time we went out, we found another litter of kittens.
Oh, my goodness.
So we brought them back, put them into foster care, and now the next step of the plan is to trap all of the ferals and get them fixed and release them back to their colony. and reduce that population.
Wow. I mean, it occurs to me this is, first of all, this is a lot of work. You are literally going in and, yeah. and doing a lot of hands-on work. You are literally, you're crawling through, you know, terrible conditions and feces.
Yeah, we were crawling through under makeshift shelters, like under porches. There were shelters made out of collapsible tables. Mm-hmm. It was, when we first went out, it was the end of winter, so the ice and the snow was starting to melt, and we had to crawl on our stomachs underneath these shelters and feces and mud to get these little kittens out.
Well, and clearly there's some heartbreak, I would imagine, that goes along with it. I mean, just even myself thinking about this, that you're encountering animals that you cannot save sometimes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that being said, with all of that hard work and with that heartbreak that goes along with it, why do you do it? What makes it worth it?
Because we can help.
Yeah.
The ones that we can. We can help reduce the population. We can bring the friendly ones into foster. We can have them know what an indoor home is and what love is, you know. And a lot of those potentially feral cats that we trap for a TNR, some of them show us just how grateful they are.
Really?
To be shown human contact, to be loved. Some of them that the intention is to TNR, and when we get them back and we keep them for those couple days prior to surgery, they just melt. They just love being inside. They show us how much they appreciate what we do, and that's why we do it.
And they've never known that before.
Yeah, no, they've never known it.
That's incredible. I feel myself getting very emotional about this, because clearly, as an animal lover, you know that sense of love that you can get from these animals. We are talking with Marcia Schenck this morning from Perfect Paws Cat Rescue. You can find them online. That's at P-U-R-R, a little bit of a pun there, Perfect Paws Cat Rescue, SBCF.com. Marcia, now, if this is speaking to, you know, their heart as well, like it is with mine, and maybe they do have that room in their heart, in their home, and they want to be able to help, what are the different ways that we can help?
We suggest to go onto our website and fill out the volunteer application. And on the application, it'll tell exactly what areas that we need. One of the most important things is fosters. We're lacking fosters, especially now with kitten season. And we have had to turn away people because we're foster-based. We don't have a building. We don't have a shelter. So we bring these cats into our own homes and take care of them. And once we're full, and we can't take any more in. So that would be a huge help. Another help would be transportation, just helping us take the cats to and from the spay-neuter clinic. Fundraising would always help. And we need somebody to do home visits, to go in to make sure that these homes for adopters, potential adopters, and we need people to do home visits that will go into the homes of the potential adopters, just to make sure that the house is safe and to make sure that our cats or kittens will be well taken care of.
For somebody who is looking to, because I know you said fostering is desperately needed at this point, what does fostering entail?
It entails just acclimating the cat, integrating him with your family, just showing them love, feeding them, just treating them like your own.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the goal here is, I feel like I would be a failed foster, is what...
a lot of people are. A lot of people are, me including myself. But you bring these cats in and you just show them, you know, how to love you. You know, some of them never had a couch before to lay on. You know, they don't know what it's like to sit on somebody's lap and just be petted.
Wow.
You know, and that's kind of what we do. And the only thing that we ask of our fosters is they will provide the food for the cats.
Right.
If there's anything medically, any medication, vet visits, everything like that would be paid for by the rescue.
Okay.
If they're on any type of special diets, the rescue would pay for that. And kittens that need bottle fed, we would pay for the formula.
Yeah.
So we just ask for food and litter and to take care of them, to love them.
Now, if somebody does not have that room in their home, but they certainly have a lot of room in their heart, there are still ways of giving back, even if you are not necessarily able to foster a cat.
Yes.
I know a lot of places, cash is always a big a big part of it.
Yes, that's absolutely. That's very good. We could use those, especially we're doing a big fundraiser for this colony of cats that we're trying to spay and neuter. But you can always either go on our website and click the donate button or go to our Facebook page and donate on there.
And now there are other ways of donating as well. Of course, cash is a big one, but also those items as well. So do you have a way of letting people know what is needed?
Yes, actually, we have a Chewy and an Amazon wish list that we have people go on, and they can select the items that we need most and have them sent directly to the address that's on the Amazon account.
That's wonderful. And I would imagine that changes every so often, and
yes,
you don't want to get, you know, 70 bags of cat food and nothing else. So that actually makes sure that you are getting exactly what you need.
Yes, perfect. Absolutely. And anyone local that does not have Amazon or a Chewy account, if they want to donate items, Tractor Supply is our designated donation drop-off, so you can go ahead and drop off food, litter, anything to there, and one of our volunteers will pick it up.
Excellent. We've only got about 2 minutes left, so, I mean, can we just wrap up with a couple of those stories of what you've seen of how these animals, their lives can change completely? I know even some of the simple things that you had mentioned, like they've never had a couch before or been able to sit on a lap of a person. It can really just be that simple.
So our very first foster, whenever the rescue had started, his name is Dave, and a Good Samaritan had contacted us. We were having our very first Perfect Paws meeting to organize the rescue, and she had called us finding this cat from in Wendy's parking lot, trying to get into Wendy's.
Oh, okay. So I understand now why he's called Dave.
Yeah, that's why he's called Dave. Yes. So I went over after my meeting, and I met with the girl, and I picked him up, and I brought him home. And he was so, so skinny, and he was so hungry. And within a few weeks, he had put on weight. He just absolutely loved people. He even loved my dogs.
Wow.
He was just so grateful. And I was a foster fail.
Yeah.
And
that's okay.
Yep, yeah. And that's okay.
The goal here is a loving home, whether it is your home or, you know, somebody else's home eventually. But I know for certain that Dave is well-loved.
Dave is well-loved. Yes, he is.
Yeah. One more time, because we are right at the end of the show. Marcia, how do we get in contact, and what are those last couple of steps that we can do?
Okay. Yes, if anybody has any questions or they're not sure of what to do if they find a cat, certainly contact us. The easiest way would be to either message us through Facebook or go onto our website to the Contact Us button and email us that way. Okay. Since we are foster-based, we don't actually have a shelter, so we don't have a phone number for people to call us. So that would be the easiest way, is to message us.
Absolutely. Great. Hopefully we have sparked a little extra, a little thought just tingling at the back of somebody's mind to either whether to help rescue those cats in whatever way possible, to become one of those desperately needed foster families, or even if it is just the simple act of giving some cash to make these things possible. Hopefully we've inspired people to do the best that they can do for the animals here in our community.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's Marcia Shank from Perfect Paws Cat Rescue. You know I love a good pun. It is Perfect, P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T, Perfect Paws Cat Rescue, SBCF.com. You can find them there. I'm your host, Brittany Madera. This has been Contact. This portion brought to us by Community County Services, family-based mental health.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
This portion of the broadcast has been pre-recorded.